Okay, well, here we are. It's Friday morning, 9 o'clock, and this is Rocket Robin going to talk to the tech director of York United Academy before tonight's game, Silvu Butnaru. And York United Academy is a brand new team in League One Ontario. They're going to start in the second tier championship division with tonight's game, a game in the League Cup. So, you start right away with one game and you're out against Sudbury. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute or so. But looking back in the summer, I knew from last summer, I knew there was a team being started because of tryouts that were posted. Did you actually get your first players from those initial tryouts?
Yes, absolutely, yes. First of all, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. Yes, this is a new project, and as you mentioned, this started a year ago. It's a long-term project for us, so we're looking to build on this for next season as well. And the tryout that we held last year, yes, they were the beginning of this this project, and we picked up actually two players from those tryouts that are currently with the team.
Okay, very nice. And then gradually, I guess there were more tryouts. You do have now a full team. You have like I guess 25 players, if that's the limit.
Yes, we have a full squad of 25.
All right.
We had to go through probably over 2,000 players, if I'm not mistaken, to get to these 25 players.
Okay, very nice. And these players, have they, most of them have had League One experience at like the lower of the youth levels?
Surprisingly enough, no.
No.
All of these, most of these players are picked up from under 16, under 17 divisions. Some of them they played in OPDL.
Yes.
Some of them played in I model. Some of them didn't play at any level, just district level.
Okay.
So we looked at the kids in the community, and we looked at the kids in every level that we could have searched for. So we have some players that had a little bit of training with League One Reserve last year, so we have two players in the squad. But apart from that, the majority are coming from different levels, as I mentioned.
Okay, very good. Now, I know it's an all-teenage team, and this is a question I wrote out about 2 weeks ago, which I think I have an answer to. I guess the main goal would be to try and move your academy players, you know, one or two a year, up to the first team in the CPL. And I noticed right away, just from the last week, a midfielder, Anthony Ilmanzor, and a forward, Joshua Lopez, who actually got into the game at the 90-minute mark, have actually moved up already. I guess, how proud of you of that already?
Very, very proud. I'm glad that you mentioned those two, Anthony Ilmanzor and Joshua Lopez, two of the younger products that we have in the academy at the moment. They're both 2008, and they're exceptional players. They've been with us for nearly 9 months now, and they're doing fantastic. And as a reward, this is where they are right now. They're training with the first team, with the CPL team. And as you said, got the minutes already at the opener of the league last week.
Okay, now, because of that, we'll say that the York United, the CPL team, is fully stocked with players. There is a chance for them to get, let's say, to get game time. I mean, it's great to train with the first team, but they will be brought back down to play week by week with the academy team. Would that be true?
Yes. So one of the reasons we created this academy team as you mentioned earlier, a reserve team is to give these kids a platform to play constantly, because just training is not enough. They need to get the games to get stronger. And as you know, the League One environment, the League One platform is a very well-established league at the moment.
Yes.
And the teams playing in that league are quite strong.
Right.
We created this opportunity for the players to get the games in, because without the games, no matter how much you train, you don't get to develop as much as you should. So, yes, these players will play League One games, and when needed, they will play with the first team.
Okay, that's fine. Now, let's see. York had tried a year ago that they had a deal with one of the League One teams, Alliance, that if they had a player got injured, they could, even though he might be an older player, he could recoup or retrain or study with the League One team, whether it were Alliance. But that never really panned out. They might have only had one player go back down. If it happened that, let's say, a 25-year-old player on the first team got injured, would they? There's no rule to prevent. Maybe there's a team policy. Would you ever see the older player come down to play on the academy just to tune back up again?
Again, one of the reasons that we created this team, this platform, is to give an opportunity to the younger players to play.
Yes.
But also to get the players coming back from injuries who are already signed and playing with the first team, to give them an opportunity to come and train. We are limited on numbers. I believe it's 2 field players and a goalkeeper. And we can bring up every team to play games with the academy team.
Right.
And this is a great opportunity, because this is how it's done in every professional environment in Europe and South America. So this gives an opportunity to the players coming back from injuries or from suspension when they don't have the match fitness already. It gives them the opportunity to play a game before they go into the CPL environment again.
Right. Now, I know this, when we talk about League One and CPL, this is actually was done with the way Forge are doing with Sigma FC. In fact, back in 2019, that's how Forge got started. They actually grabbed, well, the head coach, Bobby, and about 7 or 8 players were grabbed right from League One to Sigma to form their team. But they are in, let's say, League One's divided up there in the Premier League. So, you, I mean, starting in the championship division, I guess we can thank the Toronto FC Academy for stepping out, because they had to go back to an American League rules, for an opening for you guys. And thank you for getting the guy who scored 2 goals last week also was from the TFC. A2. Well, thanks for that. But is your goal, besides supplying players to the first team, is for a stronger competition? You would like to move the academy team up to the first tier League One Ontario Premier Division, and do you think that can be done in the first year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. For us, the goal at the moment is to give the younger talent the platform. As I said to you earlier, this is a very young team, experience. So for us, the immediate goal is not to get promoted into the next division.
Okay.
For us right now, the immediate goal is to develop this kid and give them an opportunity to play into the next level. If that's going to happen in this season, with an end season of promotion, that's going to be awesome. But if that doesn't happen, that's not going to be a tragedy for us, because our goal here is to create an environment that's going to last These kids are very young. The majority of them are 16, 17 year old, and they will be competing against men.
Yes.
As you know, the league is filled with men teams.
Right.
And quite good quality. Even if it's championship, it's still very good quality. Let's not forget that there's a couple of teams that just got relegated from the Premiership division.
Right.
There's a couple of teams that got promoted from the League 2 division.
That's
so
right.
It's a mix of quality and skill. And for us, it's the first time testing the water. Being a very young team, we don't know exactly what to expect. We prepared as much as we could for this season, but we will have to take one step at a time, one game at a time, and then see what that brings us at the end of the season.
Okay, that's fine. Understood. All right. Now, just one more thing about Sigma. In that, though they might have older teenagers than you, they have they also send, you know, the goal is, oh yes, send players to Forge, but they also have a goal of sending players on to university. I mean, there's, you know, half a dozen work their way on to Syracuse or the University or the Akron Zips or something like that. I guess, is your anything about that, you know, college recruiters come calling that some of the players might have some interest in pushing on to like a scholarship that way, or is it just mainly the goal is to get to the main the CPL team?
Our main goal is to build these players, to develop these players. If that's going to end up with the call up and the contract with a CPL team, that's fantastic. But we are looking at more diverse situation here. We're looking at the players getting being recruited by schools as well, being recruited by international teams, being recruited by the national teams that we have here. Because, as I said, the team is very young, and these players, I think some of them at least, could have an opportunity to play into the under-16, under-17 national team in Canada.
So, yeah.
This is where our goal is, to put these players into the best opportunities they can have.
Okay. And we were at the kit reveal party, and it looked like you did have a full squad of guys go up there to be revealed. There was a goalie shortage with the main team, and let's see, they've had to bring in Michael Williams from your team up to the main team until the visas passed through of the Mexican goalie that's coming up. But I did notice that on stage you did have two goalies. Could you name, I know we weren't going to go, or I wasn't expecting to go through individual players, but could you name who the two goalies are who were at the party?
For the League One team?
Yes.
Yeah, we have Michael Williams, who is a very talented young goalkeeper who's also training with the first team.
Yes.
So Michael Williams, and also we have Daniel Sané. Daniel Sané is another young, talented player, he's a 19-year-old.
Okay.
So we have both of them committed and training with us for the last couple of months.
Now, that could be interesting because your first game, this is where we move into puffing up that game, is going to be played right after the CPL team plays. I know you're doing that. You know, sometimes you'll play first and the CPL team will play first. This time it's you're playing after the main game. There'd be two good things. If Michael Williams doesn't get into the main game, let's hope not because of injury or anything, he could then play, he can just play on your, in your game as the number one goalie for the team. And of course, to say that Sudbury, because it's like 5 hours away for my listeners who don't know the distances, they've been given a more proper time to play it after your game this. So let's see. I mean, your first game, it's a cup game, you know, win or go home. Are all the guys nervous and or all peaked up looking to play for the, in that first game?
Absolutely. Everybody is nervous about it because it's the first game of the season. We don't know exactly how it's going to work, but we worked extremely hard in the last 2 months since we put the team together. The preseason was a very good period for the team. We had some exhibition games, and the players got opportunities to perform. We're looking at a good group. We're hopeful, and let's see what's going to come on Sunday. I know we are facing a very strong team. I know the head coach because I did some of the coaching licenses with him. I know he's a very, very good tactician, and he's going to try and surprise us, but we're ready, and let's see how that that's going to play out.
Okay, and just if you could believe the schedule and the way the bingo balls were drawn, but that your second game of the season will be a home game next Friday. That's next Friday, April 18th. And the opponent, surprise, it's Sudbury again. That's what I see listed. This time, for once, you're going to be bumped to the Zanshin Automotive Soccer Center. We, over the decades, call it Ontario Soccer Center. Now, that will be not a twin game because York is out of town in Ottawa, but you guys got bumped because of the TFC2, Toronto FC2. You know, they give players, but they take away two. They're playing their next pro home opener that same night. So you guys got bumped. I guess that's, well, you know, it's going to be a pretty busy place because also got that Women's League is starting up. So, you know, you just coattail in on York, whatever night they're playing or afternoon, you're in same time. Okay, so, yeah, two games against Sudbury. So I guess don't be too rough or they're going to be hacking ankles on for that second game. But, yeah, good luck to you guys. And thanks for talking to me. And gee, wow, I thought, I usually are stuck with a 10-minute interview because of how cold it is outside, and I don't want to take up so much time. But this one's just hit 18 minutes. So thank you for your time, and good luck. And we'll be seeing, and let's hope some of the fans stick around after the CPL game to see some exciting teenage action with your team as their debut. So thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we would love to see all the fans that we have at the game, and we're looking forward to have as many as possible at the game. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, great. Thank you.